Today, we remember the man, the message, the movement, and not just a monument. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In a speech in 1967, Martin Luther King Jr. called for a global fellowship that was reminiscent of John's beloved community. This worldwide neighborhood of the beloved lifted the "Who is my neighbor?" concern beyond one's tribe, race, class, and nation. It was a call for unconditional love for all humankind made at Riverside Church in New York City. He said that this unconditional love is readily dismissed as a weak and cowardly force. However, it is now absolutely necessary for our survival. King was not speaking of some sentimental love. He said, "I am speaking of that force which all of the great religions have seen as the supreme unifying principle of life." King went on to say that we cannot afford to worship the god of hate or bow down before the altar of retaliation. The oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate. History is cluttered with the wreckage of nations and individuals that pursued this self-defeating path of hate. "We are now faced with the fact, my friends," said Dr. King, "that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, there is such a thing as being too late." This fierce urgency of now, spoken in the previous 20th century civil rights generation, was resurrected in the presidential campaign of now President Barack Obama. Are we too late? Have we procrastinated? Are we really prepared for this integration generation who has been exposed to diversity and developed values beyond insider mentality? Are we preparing the next generation of leaders? The echo from the past, this fierce urgency of now, has found a place today in the occupied movement. Whether it's Wall Street or Washington or Nashville, Murfreesboro, Portland, LA, New York, Barcelona, Bangkok, Asheville, Charlotte, this is a clash between how we exist and how we should exist. Are we too late? "Love your neighbor" yesterday was a fight against racial segregation. Today, it's a fight against economic segregation. 1 in 15 of our neighbors in this country is living in extreme poverty, defined by those whose income is 50% or more less than the poverty level. The middle class is dwindling. Children are being raised in misery. Seniors are forced to choose medicine over meals. And 1% of our neighbors makes just as much as the bottom 40% together. As we commemorate the man, the message, the movement of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., let us be vigilant to be sure that the headwaters of justice are not stopped because we can't afford it. We can't afford not to. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.